This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, in case you missed the news, it is now officially official. Tom Brady is retiring. Adam Schefter just exhaled. Tom Brady has retired. Yeah, he got it right. Yeah, just kind of postponing the inevitable. Now, if you're Jim Gray and you do your podcast last night with Tom, do you feel a little slighted here? If I'm Jim, I reach out to Tom and go, Tom, can we do another podcast tonight? Because Tom talked about going through the process. Well, here's a portion of the interview last night on the Let's Go podcast, where Tom said that he was not going to rush, that he has a timeline.
Do you have a timeline?
I don't know. I know when the time's right. So, like I've always said, it's, you know, I'm very blessed to play as long as I had. You know, as things have gone on in the later parts of my career, whether that was 5 years ago or, you know, even this year, you know, there's a lot of interest in when I'm going to stop playing. And I understand that. It's not that I don't recognize that. It's just when I know, I'll know. And when I don't know, I don't know. And I'm not going to, you know, race to some conclusion about that.
Do you think Tom knew last night when Jim asked that question? That's what I want to know. Because I'm going to guess Jim knew last night that Tom was going to retire. The question is when, but Jim had to go through the process of asking those questions. But, you know, you have the podcast with Tom and you could have made the announcement then. You wait until the next day. Yes, Todd?
Now, if the podcast was called Let's Wait, then you would have had to have waited till later today to do it.
Or Let's Go. Come on.
What's the answer?
Let's Go. Yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp at danpatrick.com.
Yours is better than mine, always.
You got to come up with a new name for the podcast because they're not going anywhere anymore. Like, Let's go walk at the mall. Yeah. You know, let's go to the early bird.
Yeah. Yes, Todd?
I was going to give you our now dated poll results. That could be fun, like I did the dated limerick. Did I make that noise again?
Yeah, you did.
I don't understand what's going on.
Okay.
I would bet a week's pay that by the end of this month, Tom Brady's retired, 43.5%. Both, 42%. We'll get to what the both means. Neither, 8%. Jim Harbaugh is an NFL head coach, 7%.
Okay.
Your dated poll result.
All right. Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network has been on this Jim Harbaugh story. He'll join us coming up here in a minute. Also, hand size. Hand size at the Senior Bowl. Kenny Pickett may have small hands. Wow. We are jumping the gun on hand size season. You see, it's a couple of months from now. My God, how big is his hands? What? They're small. Tom Brady had small hands, I believe. Do you have the numbers here, Paulie?
Of course. Tom Brady hand size, I have that anytime you ask.
There were quarterbacks who were trying to do exercises to get their hands bigger. So, you know, when they measure that you're getting a little more flexibility, and I guess Kenny Pickett has some kind of thumb that can, he's double jointed.
Is that a good thing to be double jointed?
I have no idea. You know what would concern me about Kenny Pickett? I think he's going to be 25 when he gets into the NFL. That would concern me, not how big or small his hands are.
I have Tom Brady's combine numbers. His hand size was 9.38. That put him in the lower third of all quarterbacks in his draft class, 9.38. Mm-hmm. I did a look at it, and anytime you're under 9.5, it seems like there's stories written that it's on the smaller side.
Yeah.
Brady also ran a 5.28 40-yard dash, which was the second slowest of all quarterbacks at the combines. He had, if you combined all the measurables together, he was the least athletic quarterback at his combine. They actually did a rating of it.
Oh.
7 Super Bowls later.
Yeah, I know. See, that's where you can talk yourself into or out of somebody. Whatever Belichick saw, and I don't know if he's fully explained it, because when you watch Brady at Michigan, you just saw a good college quarterback. But, you know, whatever Belichick saw and thought that he could mold Tom into, I mean, that's incredible. It really is. But, you know, you start to look at these quarterbacks and then you're going, I don't know. I always go back to Mahomes, gunslinger, Favre-like. And I just thought, if you watch him play, like, you would go, that's the guy in the backyard who quarterbacks for both teams. He's that good. I mean, Jeff George probably had incredible measurables. Who was the Jamarcus Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock said that's his best pro days ever seen.
I mean, we talk ourselves in and out of these players. Let's bring in Tom Pelissero. He's covering the Senior Bowl. NFL Network provides live coverage of that. It's Saturday at 2:30 Eastern. This Kenny Pickett hand size, Tom, I mean, it's worth bringing you on just to talk about it. I mean, how controversial is this at the Senior Bowl?
Dan, I think we've got one hand-size story every year with the quarterbacks in the NFL draft. You remember a couple of years ago, Joe Burrow at the combine, after his measurement, tweeted something along the lines of, I've decided to retire from football because the ball's going to slip out of my tiny baby hands. You know, with Kenny Pickett, it's kind of a unique deal because, you know, yes, I had heard the same thing. People were curious about his hand size, which is pretty standard, especially when a guy wears gloves on the field. That's always a tell that makes scouts think this guy might not have particularly big hands. What I didn't know until I sat down with Pickett first thing yesterday morning here in Mobile was he's got double-jointed thumbs. So his thumb actually kind of, if you think about pressing your thumb into the palm of your hand, that's kind of like the resting position for him. It obviously doesn't impact him throwing the football, but if you're talking about splaying out your hand and measuring it from thumb to pinky, you might get potentially short chains in your measurement. So he did not get his hand measured here, but you know, his explanation was pretty simple, which is I'm going to, you know, do some extra exercises, you know, basically roll the thing out, which is something that quarterbacks do. As silly as it sounds, you roll out your hand to make sure that you're getting, you know, close to 9 inches, and he'll get an accurate measurement at the combine in a month or so.
But is this a big deal for some teams?
Well, it's a consideration. You know, I think especially for the cold weather teams, you always hear that in colder weather it can be harder to grip the football if you've got, you know, smaller hands. Everybody would love to have a Brett Favre 10 and a quarter inch meat hook, but as long as you're on the plus side of 9 inches, generally, that's going to be sufficient for teams. Now, if somebody measures in well below the line, just like any other measurable, if your height, your weight, your speed, whatever, is just so far below the line, that's going to raise some questions. But, again, we've seen guys with not huge hands have success in the NFL. There's guys like Baker Mayfield. There's smaller quarterbacks who have huge hands. You know, is that saved Baker Mayfield from ever fumbling in Cleveland? No. You know, is it the end-all, be-all? It's one of many traits, but it's always an interesting one to hone in on at these times of year.
All right, help me understand. You reported Harbaugh is going to go visit the Vikings tomorrow. Help me understand, like, you have National Signing Day, and it's like, Michigan's letting him go flirt with somebody to see if he or they fall in love together. I'm trying to find the logic in this from Michigan's side of this, and maybe even Jim Harbaugh.
Well, Jim Harbaugh, if you go back a year, Dan, took a pretty substantial pay cut on his new deal. He was one of the lower paid Power Five coaches, making in the $4 million range last season. Then he ends up making a run to the college football playoff. So there was always going to be some sort of a reckoning that happened after the season contract-wise, whether that was Michigan, boosting him up into that $10 million range that most of the top coaches are at, or Jim doing what he's done over the past several months now, which is, really since Michigan clinched its spot in the playoff and they had their, that whatever it was, several-week gap, he was in touch with NFL people. Those rumors started in December. And one of the people that Harbaugh is close to in the NFL now is Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who is the Vikings' new general manager. Harbaugh gave him his first job back in 2013 in San Francisco, when Adofo-Mensah was a commodities trader, and they hired him as an analyst with the 49ers. They developed some type of relationship during that time. And so the expectation within the league was that if Harbaugh got a job, Adofo-Mensah would probably come with him. Well, now you've got the flip scenario where Kwesi's in Minnesota. He's a big supporter of Jim Harbaugh. They reached out. They got permission to speak with him, gauge his interest on Saturday, and it's now pushed to the point that the plan is for Harbaugh to fly into Minnesota and interview on Wednesday. I mean, until Harbaugh actually gets to the Vikings facility, Dan, I feel like there is some level of a George Costanza driving to the Poconos thing going on here, where it's like, I'm really going to do it, guys. I'm really going to go to the NFL. And you just wonder, what potentially could happen. But we're 24 hours away from that being a real thing. I mean, it's absolutely a consideration for the Vikings. They interviewed Kevin O'Connell again yesterday. He's in the mix. Patrick Graham, the Giants defensive coordinator, is in Minnesota today. Those are really your finalists at this stage, but you would think if Harbaugh sets foot on that plane, he's doing it with the intention to try to get a deal done in Minnesota.
But I'm trying to also understand the Dolphins here, because if Stephen Ross doesn't want to take Harbaugh away from his alma mater, but if he knows Harbaugh wants to go back to the NFL, he doesn't want Harbaugh to go to the Vikings. He would want him to go to the Dolphins, wouldn't he?
You would certainly think that. And Stephen Ross, you're right. I mean, this has been going on for, basically since Jim Harbaugh got to the University of Michigan, which was people asking Stephen Ross if he was going to hire him. And Ross, who has his name on practically every building in Ann Arbor, repeatedly saying he wasn't going to be the one to bring him back. Absolutely. The dynamic changes when it becomes real. But, I would tell you, many of us have chased this throughout the week, the possibility that the Dolphins could get in the mix for Jim Harbaugh. To this point, personally substantiated that is a front burner thought for them right now. They've got interviews later this week with Mike McDaniel, the 49ers offensive coordinator, and Kellen Moore, the Cowboys offensive coordinator. Those two guys are squarely in the mix. And based on these next 48 to 72 hours, exactly how this plays out.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider, checking on hand size at the Senior Bowl. And the Harbaugh situation, I just wonder, like, once you get in, and I'm going to read between the lines of what Tom is saying, that if he gets on that plane and gets to the Vikings facility, now it's on. Now it's real. But I have to believe, if you're the Dolphins and you know that Jim Harbaugh wants to leave, then why wouldn't you offer him the job as the Dolphins head coach? Because I thought when they fired Brian Flores, they knew who they were hiring at the time. Maybe that's not the case. A couple of phone calls here. Derek in Indiana. Hey, Derek, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan, longtime listener, 6'2". I have a potential poll question. Is there any chance that Brady can do one of those one-day sign-and-retires with New England to retire a Patriot?
I guess he can. I don't know if he will or would. I mean, we see this all the time. I don't know what his relationship is. I'm going to guess when he has his press conference that he'll mention his Patriot days. He should. But I don't know if he goes, you know what? They didn't want me. You know, why do I want to go back there and retire as a Patriot? I don't know. A couple of other phone calls here. Cameron in Indiana. Hey, Cam, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, so here's what I got for you guys. Let me just start it off by saying Rodgers is leaving Green Bay. And how do we know that? It's because Harbaugh's going to Michigan. Harbaugh is going to Green Bay. And if he wasn't going to Green Bay, he'd be in a no-win situation at Michigan. If Rodgers leaves Green Bay, the division's wide open again, and Harbaugh can make himself relevant by winning the NFC North next year.
All right. Well, thank you, Cameron.
Correct. I'm sorry.
We had guys going places I didn't know they were going.
He had John Harbaugh going to the Bears in another sentence.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh goes, if Rodgers leaves, I'm going to take the Vikings. I mean, Rodgers is only going to play 2 more years maybe. But it would be interesting if Harbaugh got the job in Minnesota. They said, Jim, why'd you take the job? Because Aaron Rodgers is going to leave the Packers. And, you know, it's a lot easier to win now. You know, I don't have to worry about Jordan Love. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, I got the North. I'm good. Brady's out of the league. I'm good. Dave in Pittsburgh. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
They call me Pittsburgh Dave, and I'm in Arkansas. But we've got different people on the phones, and we know what's going on. I want to throw out Mike, you know, Seton might need some help. The weather is getting worse. We're under a winter storm watch now down here around Little Rock. So I was just kind of offering up. He needs a place to crash. I got room.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. That's very, very attractive offer, I'm sure, for Seton and the French kid. But
I got beer. I got ether.
Chloroform. Come on down here.
I got rope. What?
Let you stay in my dungeon?
Just shut that door behind you.
Todd, this is where you do the Silence of the Lambs impersonation.
It places the lotion in the basket.
Thank you.
It places the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again. Put the lotion in the basket. You're about a size 14.
All I can do is set him up. If you can't knock him down, I mean, that's all I do. Yeah, Paul.
I've sat in front of Todd for the better part of 15 years, and I get real nervous when he does that imitation because I can't see him.
I know. You have to look around.
Like, oh, just one more thing, Governor. Love your suit.
We're going to take a break here. Take a break. Nick Wright's going to join us. Nick did not text me back. Big Chiefs fan. Game went into overtime. Hadn't started yet. I sent a text to Nick Wright. I think the Bengals got the Chiefs' attention. Didn't hear back from him.
Quid pro colloquies. You tell me things, I tell you things.
Thank you, Todd. We'll take a break. Come back after this. Callaway engineered Chrome Soft to be the best tour ball. It didn't just make the better players better. It made everybody better. Men, women, first-timers, major winners, repeat major winners, club champs, business golfers, weekend warriors. Chrome Soft, it's designed for the widest range of golfers who want better feel, more distance, incredible forgiveness, but better players looking for more workability. Chrome Soft X provides excellent spin consistency and tour-level short game control. Finally, Chrome Soft X LS gives you lower spin. That's the LS, and that's on longer shots, firmer feel, but you still get high spin around the greens. Chrome Soft. It's been enhanced with precision technology. It's the best ball that you can have. and there's so many different options now. When you add it all up, it's simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built equipped, engineered to be ready for anything, go the extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We will hear from Seton and the French Kid in about 20 minutes. They're on the road. I know they were going through Cincinnati. Seton has to pay up on a bet with a fan from Cincinnati. He was going to take a pie to the face if the Bengals lost. Now Seton, who went with the Chiefs, he has to take a pie to the face at some point this morning. Let's bring in Nick Wright, the popular co-host on Fox Sports 1's First Things First. Before we get to the Chiefs, will you miss Tom Brady?
I will, and I don't think he wants to retire, and so I don't think he should. Is the I don't know. This is controversial, I guess. But I think there are pros and cons to anything in life. And I, up to and including being the family of Tom Brady, I think the pros are obvious and too many to list. The cons might be that for 7 months of the year, your dad is very, or your husband is very focused on one thing. And I think he has earned the right to put himself first in that he set a goal, Dan. There's one goal left that he has. Play till I'm 45. He's 1 year away. He's still obviously good enough. And I feel like he's being pressured by the people he cares the most about. But I think his kids would get it. Like, it's certainly when they grow up, like, well, you know, my dad was the greatest ever at something. And I think as a kid, once you're older, you'd be like, I hope I wasn't the reason he stopped playing. So did you get the impression at all that he individually won't stop playing football? Because I don't. And I think it kind of sucks that the best to ever do something isn't getting to leave on his own terms, or the way a lot of other guys are, forced out because they're not good enough anymore. And I think that'll gnaw at him.
I just don't know. And Brady made it official on his Instagram that he is retiring a half hour ago. But I don't know what is left. If you're only playing because you're going to play to your 45, because you said you were going to play to your 45, like, that's not enough motivation for me to keep going out there and going, yeah, I'm 45 each week. Hey, I'm 45.
But what if it's because he loves it? I mean, let me ask you this.
I agree with that.
Listen, I am, especially after our last interview, you know, I was hesitant to even come on the show, but I didn't want it to seem like I was running from the Chiefs loss. I mean, you were mean, you were bullying, it was really, you know, beneath your standards of broadcasting. So I would not compare you to Tom Brady. However, if we were to expand the sports broadcasting Mount Rushmore to, you know, 8, 9, 32 people, you have a place on there somewhere.
Fair enough.
Why are you still doing it? You're old. You're rich.
I guess I have to do it as like a public service for America, because there's nobody who does it like I do as well as I do. And I think if I step down, can anybody ascend to the
throne? Who's going to fill that void?
Exactly.
Right.
And that's not fair.
Who else is going to be carried on the backs of Seton and Paulie and Fritzy? It's going to be hard.
Yeah. I mean, I do this for America.
You do it for America. Why did Johnny Carson keep doing it? Why does, you know, there is an element of, I just think that it is one thing if you are like the vast majority of human beings who live somewhere between mediocre, average, above average, right in the meaty middle. It's like, my God, you know, I'm traveling every weekend. I'm never seeing my kids. I'm missing everything. At my quest, it's slightly greater than mediocrity. Or someone who it is, I'm going to retire 30 years younger than most people ever retire, 20 years younger. I am still competing at the highest level. My drive is what has in many ways opened up these doors my kids will be able to walk through forever. And now I'm stopping early. Now, the counterpoint to my own argument, I guess, is he did happen to marry someone who was the Tom Brady of her field, and she walked away 10 years ago. Yeah. So maybe she's like, Tommy, I already did what we're asking you to do. Let me ask you this, and then we can do the other stuff. I don't mean to be too probing. But if someone that you really love and care about had pushed you and pushed you to walk away from your career when you wanted to keep going, don't you think that would cause some tension? Rift, like, that would be something that'd be hard to get over? It would be for me.
No, because like, that happened at ESPN. I was going to sign a 5-year deal. And that morning, my wife said, you know, the kids are going to be out of the house when this deal is done. She did me a favor. Because,
but you didn't retire, did
no,
you?
No, but I came home. I came home and started something out of my attic. I passed on ESPN. No one does that. But thank God I did it, because I was missing everything, because I was so focused on ESPN. And my wife had the clarity to say, look, they're going to be all gone. And you have 3 daughters that need you. And just so you know that. But she didn't say, don't sign the contract. I did that on my own, where I said, they said, take it or leave it. I said, I'm going to leave it. And then I called her and I said, I'm coming home. She didn't celebrate, like, you know, she just said, great. And then I said, no, I'm coming home. I'm quitting ESPN.
Yeah. So, well, then listen, and you and I have talked privately about, you know, when you and I got to know each other, it's because you were listening to my radio show so you could steal your takes for your radio show because you have a bigger audience. I had the better takes. So you would listen to mine at night and then you'd regurgitate them.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about the push and pull of me doing the mornings and then morning TV and then evening radio and not being around or whatever it is. And I, you know, and you talked about, hey, it's exhausting. And I, you know, at some point you got to think about the work-life balance. And I understand, but I guess the way I look at it, maybe I'm wrong here, is he's still a relatively young man. He's not young in sports terms, but he's young in life. He's 45, 44. And so I don't know. I guess let me put a pin on it on this. If he doesn't play next season, do you think he never plays again? Because if that itch, if you still have that scratch, if you still have that itch and you don't get to finally like go out on your own terms, I do wonder if he goes back.
No, because he's going to be a businessman. That'll scratch the itch. It's not the same. Every athlete who retires always thinks about, God, I could have, I should have, why didn't I? It's really rare when an athlete retires and goes, I don't miss this at all, you know? And Tom will miss that because he played at such a high level and he knows that he's still a top five quarterback and would be next year. They're just not going to win a Super Bowl next year. I think if he thought that they would be better, maybe that would be the thing that would be the launching point for his conversation with Giselle to say, I can win one more Super Bowl. I don't think he's confident that Tampa Bay is going to be that good. And that probably helped the process as well.
No, that's fair. I mean, I think that they were this close to hosting the NFC Championship game. I think they'd have beaten the Niners. Like, they could have won this year's. I know that they have cap issues and all those things, but when you look at the quarterback situation in the NFC, I don't think anybody, if Tom Brady announced today he's coming back, what are the Bucks? The third favorite to come out of the NFC? Rams, Packers, Bucks? Like, I don't think that they're some also-ran, some woebegone team. I'm not sure. Again, it's a little awkward to discuss, but at no point did I hear Tom Brady ever be like, I'm, you know what? I've gotten my fill of football. I think, and those other guys that want to come back or didn't want to quit, usually, okay, that's fine and good, but nobody wants you on the team anymore because you're not good anymore. Yeah. He just had almost one MVP this year. I don't know.
We're talking to Nick Wright, First Things First co-host, Fox Sports One. I text you when the Chiefs-Bengals were going into overtime. And I didn't hear back. Now, I didn't know, obviously, what the outcome was going to be. I was just saying, I think the Bengals got the Chiefs' attention. That's all I said.
No, let's be fair, Dan, because let me hold on. This is going to take a moment because I have to unblock the number, and then I can I think the exact quote, if we're going to be fair, is, quote, I think my Bengals have your attention.
Yes.
End quote. You personalized it. Not the Bengals of the Chiefs' attention. You made this as a Dan Patrick versus Nick Wright thing, which is interesting because I didn't know you were.
But I did it before. I'm from Cincinnati. And I did this prior to the result, the end result.
Good for you.
I didn't do it after.
What's your point?
Why couldn't you
didn't
text
do it
back?
At halftime? Why you certainly didn't do it when it was 21-3. I wasn't rubbing in your face with 21-3.
You could have.
Why would you reach out to me when I'm at my most vulnerable?
It was overtime. You guys won the toss. You got the greatest quarterback in the game. You guys were going to blow out the Cincinnati Bengals, if I recall you saying. I just said, hey,
17.
I think we got your attention. That's all. You could have said, yeah, boy, they came back. I'm really, really surprised. Boy, they got a lot more grit than I thought. Hey, Dan, a nice little team you got. Pat my head and then move on.
A lot of things I could have done. Instead, I ignored you. Like, I wish I would have Fritzy's interview request. Dan, I was very upset. I've got thousands of dollars on the game. I've got reputational value worth, you know, potentially
not
unearned
that,
millions.
Not that much, but
on the game.
A couple thousand.
I've got a lot. I'm from there. I have a lot riding on the game. And you managed to text me when I'm at my lowest. I thought it was rude. I thought it was unbecoming. I thought it was bullying, much like our last interview.
No, this was just to acknowledge that, hey, you guys won the toss. You got Mahomes. You're at home. You're probably going to win. I just wanted to put it out there and just say, hey, you know what? That was a nice contest, and the Bengals, they put up a good fight. That's all. That was it.
Okay. Do you think I've spent 11 minutes talking about Tom Brady's psychology because I was really interested in it or because I was trying to avoid this very topic? I know how radio clocks work.
All I know
is, if I filibustered long enough, we would be like, we don't have time to get to the Chiefs.
I'm going
to
blow right through the commercial break. Oh, just keep going, because the dynasty of one continues in Kansas City.
Oh, you know what? They made me talk about that on the TV show this morning. This was the question. More likely, it's dynasty or they never win another Super Bowl? Let me ask you that. What do you think's more likely there?
That they'll win another Super Bowl.
Thank you. Of course it is. The poor guy, Mahomes, has one bad half.
He's got one good quarter in two Super Bowls. He has not played well in AFC title games.
He hasn't played well in AFC title games. What? Bite your tongue, sire. I'm sorry. The 14-point comeback against the Patriots that wasn't playing
look
well.
Look at his numbers. Three touchdowns,
no picks. Hold on. I actually have the numbers without looking at them.
How did he do the final two quarters against the Bengals at home?
I said one bad half. You then said he hasn't looked good in AFC title games. So let's actually go to the facts, something once upon a time you used to do, but evidently you're allergic to now. First AFC title game ever against Bill Belichick. 14-point second half comeback, takes the lead in the fourth quarter, and then ties the game up with less than 30 seconds remaining when getting the ball back with 39 seconds. The next AFC championship game, down 17-7 to the Titans, comes roaring back once again, three touchdowns, no interceptions.
How does he get down all these times? How does he get down?
Oh, I don't know. But the next AFC, I'll tell you how he got down. The next one, next AFC championship game, before he touches the ball, down 9-0, thanks to a muffed punt, the Bills getting the ball. A 38-6 run, once again, multiple touchdowns, no interceptions. Then he played poorly for a half.
And how did he play in the Super Bowl? How did he play in the Super Bowl?
So let's talk about him. First one, the second greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, seems good. I don't know.
He made one play. It was a broken coverage on Tyreek Hill. He almost got beat by Jimmy Garoppolo.
Now we're doing almost got beat by. Okay, that's fun.
No, though, this you're saying he's the greatest quarterback in the league. He almost
He obviously is, especially Brady retiring. Who's the best quarterback in football? Who is it? Give me a name.
Well, an hour ago it was Brady.
Okay, well, that's great. We live in the now, Dan. We live in the here and the now.
Okay.
Who is it?
How did he do against Tom Brady last year? Super Bowl.
Okay, we live in the heat. Oh, and the last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm just doing some stats here.
Pressured 29. Okay, here's a stat for you. Take every NFL game ever played in recorded history. What quarterback was pressured the most in any single game, playoff, regular season? Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So if you want to put that.
Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times a week and a half ago and won the game.
That's correct. Right. I like Joe Burrow.
Let's go. How about we call a different play? How about your genius Andy Reid? How about we call something so I don't get sacked all these times?
You want to relitigate last year's Super Bowl? That's fine. We can relitigate last year's Super Bowl.
Litigate.
You want to relitigate? You want to talk about conference championship games? How about your beloved Tom Brady not throw three picks in every conference championship game he plays in? Three second half picks against the Packers somehow escapes that. Now I'm bleeping on Tom Brady. Day you're retired, but you put me in this position. Threw three picks against the Chiefs AFC championship game. One of them voided thanks to the D-Ford nonsense. This is
Brady's out of fingers. Brady doesn't have any fingers left for rings. I mean, come on. You can't be.
Again, well, this is, I'm arguing stats with a man that doesn't know tens more than seven. I mean, what do you want from me here? He actually has three fingers left, buddy. No.
Giselle made him cut those off.
Oh,
so he wouldn't stay.
Ronnie Lott style.
Yeah, so he wouldn't stay and say, I got to get rings for every finger.
Okay, that's great.
I'm an insider.
I want the audience to know something, okay?
God.
I want the audience to know.
What?
Compensated $0 for these appearances. It is on in direct conflict with very popular programming on my own network, so I probably shouldn't even be doing them. You won't. I've invited you to basketball games.
I will go to a game with you. You know what? I would rather go.
I don't want your pity.
I will be seen with you. I will go out and let people see, and they'll go, "Oh, Dan Patrick's son. Man, he doesn't look anything like him."
But you know what? That's another thing. You made fun of my voice last week. The other day, not that long ago, when we were watching as a family Netflix and one of your stupid cameos came on, some stupid movie.
Hey, now you're going to get me mad. You can call me a bad host, bad take, bad journalist, but I'm a freaking good actor.
Well, not only good actor, because here's the problem. When you came on there, I said, that's the guy I go on with. You know what my wife said?
Hot.
My mother of my children, love of my life, one who saved my life. He's handsome for an older fella.
Look at that. Is a journalist.
She's a journalist.
She's objective. I love
She's
that.
Objective.
I love that.
That's great. I didn't love it. You know what I said?
Are you going to L.A.?
CGI. No, I'm not going to L.A.
Oh, darn it.
Why? You were going to be there?
I am going to be there, yeah. But I
You're going to invite me to meet the crew?
Yes, I would have you join us on set.
Oh, okay. Where's your set right now? I'm just curious.
Connecticut.
Where am I right now?
You're probably in Brooklyn.
I'm in Manhattan. Okay. Again, you're always taking little shots at me. Well, there's a little borough snobbery.
No. Fine, you invited me to a Nets game in Brooklyn. Yeah. I thought maybe you lived in Brooklyn.
No. That's fine. No, it's because they were in the playoffs. That's neither here nor
you
there.
Look like you I love this. Live in Brooklyn.
This is, see, again.
No, that's a hipster. That's a hipster.
That's a hipster. Oh, yeah, I'm a hipster. That's a thing. No, but so here's the thing, Dan. I love this. Dan and I work and live within, 45 minutes of each other. Never see each other.
What are you doing Friday night?
I'm going to California.
What are you doing Friday night?
Yeah. Hanging out with you, evidently.
Do you want to go to dinner Friday night?
I do.
Okay.
Is that with you, or are you just going to give me make a reservation in my name? Maybe be like, hey, you and your wife should go.
I was going to take my daughter out, but I didn't know if you would like to go to dinner in the city.
I'm not trying to third wheel it with you and your daughter.
Okay. But
you're such a bad guy. You give a whole heartfelt, my wife told me I'm going to miss the kids. And then you end it with, okay, I guess I was already going to be in the city with my daughter. You and I will hang out another time, Dan. It's not meant to be. And I'm not going to beg.
Thanks for coming up.
Again, why do I do this?
Every time I
regret it.
This is great for you. Your profile. I mean, come on. I'm going to start paying you in crypto. Okay. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Solana has dipped, man. Now's the time. Okay. Buy it. Yeah. Solana, $97 a coin. See you, buddy.
Hi. Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
That's Nick Wright. First things first, co-host, Fox Sports 1. You know, I'd love to go to dinner with him, but I got to spend time with the kids. I mean, that's what it's all about. All about the kids. I don't know what the hell we solved there, if anything. We'll take a break. Seton O'Connor is calling in from the road, I believe. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Yes, I like Nick Wright. I appreciate him. I think he's very talented. I have fun with him. People are like, do you not like Nick Wright? Yes, I do. I like him a lot. By the way, find your dream in your very own upfitted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that you could win, the one that Seton and the French Kid are taking cross-country, and you can you have until tomorrow to enter. We have close to 200,000 entries. DanPatrick.com, and you have to do so by February 2nd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Segway, and look who is joining us via Peacock. It's Seton O'Connor. Looks.
Yay.
Where are you?
I'm right here outside Paul Brown Stadium. I got my man Kyle with me, getting ready to get pied.
Okay. How was yesterday before you get your pie for losing the Chiefs-Bengals bet?
Yesterday was good. We did about 650 miles, so we didn't get to Cincinnati, but we got to Columbus. We covered a lot of ground. Went through Pittsburgh. It was cool.
What did you do in Columbus?
Really just ate pizza and wings and went to bed. Okay. That's it, dude. By the time we got there, we were like, oh.
And then, so Cincinnati, you get your pie. And then going to Nashville later today. You're going to get to Memphis tonight?
Yeah, the plan is to go through Nashville and get to Memphis tonight. And we got some barbecue lined up there. We got a couple of cool things we're going to do there, too. So it's going to be a fun one.
Okay, so explain the bet.
So the bet was Kyle called in, right? Big Bengals fan.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Last Wednesday.
And Kyle called in towards the end of the show, obviously bragging. He felt good about the Bengals against the Chiefs. And he challenged us to a bet. And it kind of, I wasn't going to say anything, but then it dawned on me that, like, wait a minute, I think we're driving through Cincinnati. So I could, if I take this bet one way or the other, somebody's getting a pie and that equals content. So I was like, hell yeah, dude, I'll take the Chiefs all day.
All right. I see that you have plastic. You're practicing safe pie throwing. And
we are practicing safe pie throwing because it also dawned on me today that smelling like a Skyline chili pie.
Oh,
all the way to Memphis.
Oh,
would be a
no.
Idea.
Okay. Okay. So
look at that banger.
What? So that's got the chili. Is that a five-way, a three-way? What is that, Kyle?
Just a two-way. Chili and cheese.
Chili and cheese. Okay.
No noodle.
All right. Is the French kid holding the camera?
I'm going to give the French kid my phone, and then we'll get ready. Are you ready for the pie?
Yes. Yes. We'll.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll count it down here.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
A seat in outside Paul Brown Stadium.
That's a lot of chili.
I didn't know it was going to be a Skyline pie. All right. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
He's got a glob of cheese on his face.
That looks good.
It looks good. I could use a towel, though. Does anybody have a towel that I could get? Oh, thank
Hi, Dan.
You.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
So my brother, what the hell's my brother doing there?
Let me tell you something. Your brother is probably the best producer out in the field right now. He pretty much set the whole thing up.
So my brother, who lives outside of Cincinnati in Mason, he said, "Hey, if Seton needs something, then I'll be there for him. He's got a friend here. I can always help him." So my oldest brother, helping out.
He came here. He got him, and actually, I don't know if I should give your lovely wife some credit here. Yeah. She got the poncho. It's like, well, you can't drive all the way to Memphis smelling like Skyline chili. So that's the moment it dawned on me that it was probably a really bad idea. It was when his wife was like, "You guys idiots, you can't do that."
All right. Let us know when you get through Nashville, and my thanks to my brother and his wife, Sue. Thank you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Bye, guys.
That was great.
Yeah. And Kyle, too. Kyle, who won the bet. Outside the football stadium, now he gets in the Sprinter van with a French kid and heads to Nashville. Yeah, my brother, I talked to my brother yesterday. He goes, if Seton needs help, I'll be more than happy to help him. I go, no, I think he's good. Next thing I know, he's coming up with the bit. Hey, let's do a Skyline pie there. Well done. That's original. Final hour coming up.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.